Greetings, friends, and welcome back to part 3 of this very important discussion on the abomination of desolation. You have to know what this sign means when you see it so that you will know that the return of our Messiah, Yeshua, is very, very near. And you have to understand this so that you can tell your loved ones, warn them, explain to them what this sign is so that they can be prepared for the second coming of Jesus the Christ. In our first two programs, we went over Matthew chapter 12, Mark chapter 13, and Luke chapter 21, and we gleaned 10 points from those three chapters in regards to the abomination of desolation. Those 10 points were: when you see, that's the first one, you see, you're going to see this abomination of desolation. When you see the abomination, it is an abomination. And we're going to discuss in today's program what this abomination is. When you see this abomination of desolation, that's point number 3. It is an abomination that makes something desolate. When you see this abomination of desolation, spoken of by Daniel the prophet, that's point 4. It is spoken of by Daniel the prophet. When you see this abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet, stand, that's point 5. It's standing somewhere. When you see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet, stand in the holy place. That's where it's standing, in the holy place. And we're going to discuss what this holy place is and where it is. When you see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet, stand in the holy place where it ought not. That's point 7. It is standing where it ought not. When you see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet, stand in the holy place where it ought not. And when you see Jerusalem compassed with armies, that's point number 8. You will see Jerusalem compassed with armies. When you see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet, stand in the holy place where it ought not. And when you see Jerusalem compassed with armies, then know that its destruction has come. That's point number 9. Its destruction has come. Jerusalem will be destroyed again. When you see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet, stand in the holy place where it ought not. And when you see Jerusalem compassed with armies, then know that its destruction has come. Also, understand, that's point number 10, understand that you have to take action to preserve your life, because after this abomination of desolation is set up, understand that the great tribulation is about to break forth. Now we know this because of the timing of the abomination of desolation. It is set up after the fourth seal has been opened, but before the fifth seal has been opened. And this refers to the seven seals in the book of Revelation. 5 of these seals are talked about in Revelation chapter 6. So these first 5 seals have to do, number 1, the first seal, with the first horseman of the apocalypse. That's the white horse of deception. The second horse of the apocalypse, the red horse of war. The third seal, which is the third horse of the apocalypse, that's the black horse of pestilence, famine, earthquakes in diverse places. And the fourth seal is the fourth horseman of the apocalypse, the pale horse of death. Then the abomination of desolation is set up, and that is before the fifth seal. The fifth seal is the great tribulation. So we have to understand that when the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet is standing in the holy place where it ought not, and when you see Jerusalem compassed with armies, then know that its destruction has come, because the great tribulation is about to break forth. That was all from Matthew chapter 12, Mark 13, and Luke 21. Now, also in our previous programs, we discussed the three places in the book of Daniel. It said that it was spoken of by Daniel the prophet. So we went to the book of Daniel, and there are three places in the book of Daniel where the abomination of desolation is spoken of. And that's in Daniel chapter 9, Daniel chapter 11, and Daniel chapter 12. And we saw from reading these three passages that there are two themes that emerged. The two themes that emerged were, number one, that the daily sacrifice will be taken away. And number two, that the sanctuary and the city will be destroyed. Now, what does it mean, the daily sacrifice? And how is it going to be taken away? What does it mean, the sanctuary? Where is the sanctuary? What is it? And the city, what city? And where is this city? It says that the daily sacrifice will be taken away, and the sanctuary and the city will be destroyed when the abomination that makes desolate is set up. So we're going to cover these 10 points one by one, and we're going to discuss in great detail these two themes one by one. So really you can say that there are 12 points that we're going to go over in depth over these programs, and we're going to let the Bible teach us. This program is called the ABCs of the Bible because we go from scripture to scripture to scripture in a very logical way to let the Bible interpret the Bible. So our first point that we're going to discuss is point number one. When you see, so this word see means literally to see with the eyes. It's something that you're going to be able to see. Other people will be able to see it. Now the context shows that we must also see with our minds. So not only are we literally going to see this with our eyes, but we have to see it with our minds. In other words, we have to understand what is meant by what we see with our eyes. The second point is we're going to see this abomination. What is an abomination? An abomination is a detestable thing. God hates it. It's detestable. You think of something that's gross, that's repulsive, that's horrible. That's what an abomination is in God's eyes. It's a detestable thing. And specifically, as we're going to see in the context of these scriptures, specifically, this abomination is the abomination of idolatry. Idolatry is one of the sins that transgresses God's commandments. God says, have no other God before me, and also make no graven images. But most importantly, have no other gods before me. And idolatry breaks that first commandment. It puts another God, another system of worship before the one and only and true God, the only one who is worthy of our worship. All false gods are idolatry. They're really worshiping Satan the devil in some form or another. That's why it is detestable. And this word abomination comes from the Greek word bedugma. It's spelled B-D-E-L-U-G-M-A, and it's pronounced bedelguma. It's also taken from the Hebrew word shikuts. It's spelled S-H-I-Q-Q-U-T-S, and it's pronounced shikuts, meaning something that is disgusting, especially idolatrous practices. Now let's turn over to 1 Kings chapter 11, and we're going to read verses 1 through 10. This is 1 Kings chapter 11, verses 1 through 10, because we're going to see an example of how Solomon, who was the wisest man that has ever lived, except for Jesus Christ, the wisest man that has ever lived, and yet he committed idolatry, and it was an abomination to God. So let's explore this. King Solomon loved many foreign women, even the daughter of Pharaoh. He loved the Moabites, the Ammonites, the Edomites, the Sidonians, the Hittites. He loved these women of the nations which Yahweh had said to the sons of Israel, you shall not go into them, which means that you shall not marry them. You're not to have relationships with them. Because, why? Surely they will turn your heart away after their gods. If you fall in love with them, you're going to fall in love with their gods. But Solomon clung to these women in love, and he had 700 wives, princesses, and 300 concubines, and his wives turned away his heart, just like God said it would. For it happened when Solomon was old, his wives turned away his heart after other gods. It took a while for them to wear him down, but they did it. And his heart was not perfect with Yahweh his God, as was the heart of David his father. For Solomon went after Ashtaroth, the goddess of the Sidonians, and after Milcom, the abomination, did you catch that? The abomination of the Ammonites. And Solomon did evil in the sight of Yahweh, and did not go fully after Yahweh like his father David. Then Solomon built a high place for Chemosh, the abomination of Moab, in the hill which is before Jerusalem. And for also Molech he built a high place. This is the abomination of the sons of Ammon. And likewise he did for all his foreign wives, and burned incense and sacrifice to their gods. And Yahweh was angry with Solomon because his heart was turned from Yahweh, the God of Israel, who had appeared to him twice and had commanded him concerning this very same thing, that he should not go after other gods, and he did not keep that which Yahweh commanded. Now let's turn over to Luke chapter 16. We'll see another example of an abomination in the sight of God. This is Luke chapter 16, verses 10 through 5. He who is faithful in the least is also faithful in much, and he who is unjust in the least is also unjust in much. Therefore, if you have not been faithful with unrighteous money, who will entrust true riches to you? And if you have not been faithful in that which is another's, who shall give you that which is your own? No servant can serve two masters, for he will hate the one and love the other. You cannot serve God and money. And when the money-loving Pharisees heard all these things, they derided Jesus the Christ. And Jesus said to them, "You are those who justify yourselves before men, but God knows your heart, for that which is highly esteemed among men is an abomination in the sight of God." Did you hear that? An abomination in the sight of God to have money as your God, to be following after that idolatrous practice of trying to be wealthy, to gain this whole world, and yet to lose your soul because you have put money before God. That is also an abomination. And these are two very, very important clues for us to understand this abomination of desolation. It's following after false gods, false practices, false ways of worshiping God. It has to do with the love of money, trying to gain power and stature, preeminence through money. These are both abominations in God's sight. Now, we have much more to say to you in future programs. We're going to talk about desolation and the other points. I thank you for joining me on this program, and I hope you will come back for the next program. In the meantime, if you have questions, please call us at 404-412-0032. That's 404-412-0032.